how do you continue with worship? Many have chosen to go online if they have the technical capabilities. And, you know, that's fortunately been more and more common over the past years with the advent of, you know, live streaming on YouTube and Facebook. But even underneath that, you do get to these questions of faith. You know, a lot of people would go to the mindset of, well, you know, we'll just pray on it and God will fix it, you know, and you know, I'm not going to be scared. And you know, I remember a comment from Reverend Stacy Spencer at New Direction Christian Church, and I'm paraphrasing, but
this was during the webinar.
Correct.
Okay.
And during the conversation, he mentioned that it required him to have a paradigm shift, that for him to be the most responsible spiritual leader of his congregation he could be, it was counterintuitive to tell people to stay home, because in so many other crises, and I haven't been in his services, I attended once many, many years ago, but I can easily imagine that during, say, for instance, 9/11 or the financial crisis or the wars in Iraq, that you still have people who can come in the building, but when they're there, you can tell them that, you know, keep your faith and God's going to watch over and protect us. But in this particular case, he was elaborating that the most responsible thing he can do as a spiritual leader is tell his people to stay home. And that's a paradigm shift. And again, this thing isn't going away anytime soon. And it's shaping up to be the new normal. What that looks like over the next, the immediate next few months, and then what may be even several months, is going to be worth watching.